The nationwide lockdown has put households and breadwinners under serious financial pressure. Minimum job losses are estimated at around 1 million, with some anticipating an even higher casualty for this year alone. Perhaps one of the breadwinners has lost a job. Perhaps a worker has had to take a pay cut or fewer shifts. Whatever the case, solutions will need to be found in dealing with this unexpected turn of events so that food can still be put on the table and other essentials taken care of. Well, to give us some tips on how to manage when suddenly resources become short, I'm joined on the line by Rita Kuhl. She's a certified financial planner at Alexander Forbes Financial Planning Consultants. Thanks very much, Rita, for joining us. So we've heard anecdotal stories of job losses, and then, of course, we've heard of more formal statements made by companies that job losses are imminent. But, of course, it's difficult to quantify right now how bad the job loss picture will be down the line. So what are the main issues that people need to be cognizant of, and how can we all plan for the unexpected in terms of income loss?
First of all, I would suggest that people set up a budget, because without a budget, you don't actually know where you are at the moment. So budget will help you not only if you have lost your job already, but also if you think that you might be losing your job. And in general, it's not a bad thing to have, because your budget is going to show you how much money do you need on a monthly basis to survive.
Yes.
You might find that you have things that you're paying that you don't need to pay in the next few months. This type of budget that we're talking about now is more cash flow budget than it is long-term budget and savings budget, because the cash flow budget is going to show you in the next few months, what do you need to pay? Have you already paid school fees? Okay, so you don't have to pay it now. You have already paid your car registration for the year, so you don't have to pay it now. But what is it that you have to pay in the next few months just to get through to your next job or through 2020.
Yes. So what are some of the areas that you find people overlook where, in fact, they could, you know, cut their costs quite dramatically?
Well, I think little hidden things that you spend money on without even knowing would very often be bank charges. You're paying for a product range that you don't need, and it adds up. There was a freeze on fees while the lockdown was to date.
Yes.
Where you didn't have to pay ATM fees, so that you could draw money at the closest ATM, didn't have to drive to your own bank. But now that has gone. So people tend to just drive to the closest ATM, draw money there, and then pay exorbitant fees sometimes to access cash. So all those little things add up. And also, for example, you could do a rebroke on your insurance policy. Make sure that your house policy covers everything that you have in the house and not things that you have already sold. Little things add up. And if you can do a rebroke and you could potentially save on your insurance,
yes,
that is money in your pocket that you can redirect to something else.
Some people have that bad habit of using a credit card and not always immediately servicing its use. How important is it to rather use available cash rather than resorting to credit?
Well, first of all, with a credit card, you're paying quite high interest rates. And people also don't realize that if they draw cash from credit card, you start paying those interest rates immediately. You don't have the 6 months free interest-free period that you would have on something that you have purchased. So if you take cash immediately, you pay interest immediately. So that is something that they need to be aware of. Sometimes you have to use a credit card, especially for larger purchases. And if you haven't had time now to save money to buy a fridge that you didn't think was going to break. So a credit card is a necessary evil sometimes. And if you use it correctly, then fantastic. Using it correctly, meaning that you pay it off as quickly as you can, and it doesn't add up and it adds up. But if you can afford to pay cash, please do so, because you don't pay those interest charges, and interest could add 20% to the purchase price that you've just spent on an item. You don't think about it when you add it. You think you're buying on sale.
That's right. You're just having a party as you go, you know, go mad with retail therapy. So right now, with many retail stores having been on lockdown during, you know, the national lockdown, there are great sales going on and the temptation could be high to go mad in the stores. What should be uppermost in people's minds if indeed the temptation is there?
Well, first of all, a sale where you buy an unnecessary thing is not a sale. It's a waste because you're not spending, you're spending 70% instead of 100%, but 70% that you weren't going to spend in the first place. Mm. So make sure that it is something that you need. Then shop around to make sure that the sale that you're looking at is actually the best price that you can get. Sale prices, pre-sale prices are not always maintained. It's in the retail space to try to get the best price.
Yes.
And they're not always on your side. So shop around, make sure that the price that you see is the best one you can get. And be cognizant, after looking at your budget, if you can actually afford to repay it. Because if you're worried that your company is going to be closing or you're going to be retrenched, don't buy something because you actually need this money to survive in the next few months.
Very true. Interest rates have been coming down quite nicely. Of course, the Reserve Bank has been trying to do its bit to help the economy. How much of a difference will it make if people continue to pay what they were paying on their bond or other credit accounts, what they were paying when interest rates were, say, 100 basis points more?
Well, I'm actually doing it myself. So as the interest rate went down, I just continue to add the additional money back in so that I maintain the same rand amount. And you would be surprised how even a small amount, like 100 or 200 rand towards your bond, can really reduce the payment term. And so if you are financially able to do that right now, it's a very, very clever plan to get rid of a fairly big debt. But, as always, rather service your most expensive debt first before you start looking at the cheaper interest rates, like your bond and your car repayment.
Sorry. Yes, of course. So even as households do their best to save costs, you know, and take the tips that you've kind of discussed with us earlier, it's going to be a massive challenge if one breadwinner has lost a wage or a salary. The basic cost of living for that family unit may be much more than what's coming in. So what to do?
Well, back to the budget and look at all of your assets as well. So if a person suddenly loses their job, hopefully there was a severance package, and the severance package could then assist in a few months to top up the required income that is necessary in to get it to a double income requirement as well. You might need to cut your savings component for the foreseeable future so that you're not saving. But obviously, it is going to have a knock-on effect for your long-term savings as well. So as soon as you are financially able to, please make back those savings, because you do need to still have your emergency saving for the future. Hopefully, you've already started putting together an emergency savings component so that you can access that, or you can go to your bond where you have hopefully in the past made prepayments and you can access some of that money. So see where you can go to first to access money to top up that income requirement, and literally you have to start cutting to the bare bones sometimes and say, but we are cutting down entertainment for the foreseeable future because we would rather have food than entertainment.
Yes. If people are really in a terrible mess and they just don't know what to do, I suppose approaching a financial advisor will help.
Definitely, because what is nice about a financial advisor is they can take the emotion out of it. Sometimes it is so overwhelming and so emotional. If you've been retrenched and you're worried about the financial future for yourself and for your family and what's going to happen to your children, you cannot see the wood for the trees anymore. So speak to a financial advisor and show them what you are spending money on. Sometimes it is something that you've been looking at the whole time and you didn't realize that you can actually either cancel it or stop it or make it less or whatever. But get a financial advisor who's trained to look at these things and find it for you and can be factual and not emotional so that they can help you.
That was Rita Kuhl. She's a certified financial planner at Alexander Forbes Financial Planning Consultants.